So it's the middle of the baseball season, but that doesn't mean there aren't dramas looming. The trade deadline in Major League Baseball is fixed for this week, and there are still some shoes to drop, but already some teams have made some acquisitions, and seems to me the big winner, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Takeaway Sports contributed. Seems to me the big winner is the Philadelphia Phillies. What do you think?
Well, I agree with that, actually, because they picked up Roy Oswalt, and he becomes this is the Roy Oswalt. In the past 10 years, he has won as many games as anyone else. He's been the second in strikeouts, and he's also pitched, I think, the second amount of innings in the league. So he's been one of the most consistent pitchers in baseball in the past 10 years.
And some have described him as the most bored great pitcher in the Major League Baseball right now, because pitching for the Astros has just got to be a completely boring prospect. They are going nowhere.
So he moves from a very a losing situation, clearly, to a winning situation. The Phillies know how to develop. Not only the Phillies know how to bring in good talent, but they're also one of the best managed teams, Philadelphia Phillies, and they're able to bring in really good talent and fold them into the winning culture. So, and he's also one of the more successful pitchers in the second half of a season. He's going to step into a situation where he can deliver right away. So if I was a Mets fan, or if I was an Atlanta Braves fan, or even if I was Yankees or the Rays on the American League, exactly, this is potentially dangerous. And if you think about the Phillies positioning themselves, because the National League won the All-Star game this year, they're positioning themselves to have their hometown crowd behind them potentially as they make this final push.
That is a hitter's park, though, in Philadelphia. But nevertheless, I mean, with all the pitching talent the Phillies have, they feel like kind of a loaded Glock to me if I was having to face those batters.
Without a doubt. They're definitely a very dangerous rotation right now. They have, obviously with Halliday, but they have a very dangerous rotation. And, you know, the question remains, without their second baseman, Chase Utley. Can they do it without Chase Utley right now? I think that remains up in the air.
Well, they're definitely looking to be a contender. But we're huge in Philly this morning after this conversation. But what other teams are positioned well for the postseason in Major League Baseball?
Well, I think the Dodgers actually, they look like a 500 team for most of the year. But can they make a late surge? That seems to be the question. They're not going to make a lot of moves right now because it's divorce between the two owners that's happening, that's looming over their team.
Yeah. San Diego looks good.
But they picked up the gritty Scott Pesednik. Scott Pesednik is good, and he fits within a Joe Torre system. So that's something to
gritty,
look for.
That's a good word.
He is a gritty player. the Padres have one of the best percentages in the past 10 years in baseball. They've been a winning team for a long time. They pick up Miguel Tejada, and he's not like in the top of his career, but he can play third base. He can play second base. He's a utility sort of player. He's not playing his best baseball right now, but he adds some depth and dimension to the Padres.
Do you expect any other trades between now and the deadline?
Actually, this is a really strange year. This is very quiet because the two best players, Dan Haran and Roy Oswalt, have kind of been pushed off the table. So anything that's really going to happen, and all of the trades that have happened have been people that people didn't think were going to be in the mix. So anything that's going to happen now, I don't know if we necessarily know who's going to get pulled.
Could be some big surprises.
Exactly. Could be a big surprise. Jason Worth is still out there in the mix for the Phillies. They could still try and deal him. Adam Dunn is another one that people have been talking about.
And finally, if Alex Rodriguez is going to break 600, he ought to do it with the series against Tampa Bay this weekend, right?
That would be super sweet because right now those are the two best teams in baseball.
All right. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, thanks so much.
Thank you. Good
morning. You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.